Outgoing Massachusetts Democratic State Representative Aaron Vega is going to be the City of Holyoke's Chief Economic Development Officer. Mayor Alex Morse announced Vega will take over in January for Marcos Marrero, who's leaving the post of Director of the City's Office of Planning and Economic Development to spend more time with his young family. Vega's a Holyoke native, a business entrepreneur, a former city councilor. He announced in February he would not seek re-election to a fifth term representing the 5th Hamden District in the Massachusetts House. Patricia Duffy, the longtime aide to Vega, was elected this month to succeed him. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Vega.
I'm excited. You know, I'll tell you that, you know, this wasn't even really on my radar up until recently. I mean, I've had a great working relationship with Marcos and a lot of respect for the work he does. We've worked together on a bunch of stuff over the years, so I had no idea he was looking to take a little bit of a break. So when he reached out to me, you know, it was a very exciting proposition, and I got to meet with the mayor and talk about it, and, you know, we're on the same page on a lot of the things that the mayor wants to see happen and things that are happening in the city, so it's really exciting. In some ways, it's sort of like, in one aspect, it's sort of like being the fifth inning pitcher, right? I'm coming in and kind of ushering in a bunch of projects that are already in the pipeline. But obviously, there's going to be a lot of new projects, and I think we're going to have to really focus here in Holyoke and in Western Mass on how we get out of this economic downturn and make sure we have a recovery here, in Western Mass and in Holyoke. So I think that's going to be an extra challenge. But I think that the team there in the office, and I know that I'm up for it.
What are some of the projects that are that are nearing the finish line that you're going to be bringing in?
Well, I think a couple of them are, there's 40 provisional cannabis licenses in Holyoke right now. And so a number of companies are trying to set up shop here. So I think that's going to be a major priority. The city council has been really good about moving a lot of those projects forward. We're just sort of waiting for the state licensing to catch up. So that's going to be a big one. I think that addresses, the biggest need around expanding our tax base. I think the other two big priorities are going to be around housing. There's a number of housing projects, housing development projects in the pipeline. We had a housing crisis pre-COVID, and we still have a housing crisis. So I think making sure that people have safe and secure and affordable housing here in Holyoke is going to be critical. And then I think the other one would sort of be, the mall and the area up by the mall. I think making sure that the mall is in a position to weather the storm, not just of COVID, but weather the storm of so many malls closing. I know they were in transitioning sort of their model, if you will, being more of a destination for entertainment. So I want to make sure that that they stay strong and that whole area up by the mall continues to be a destination for people. So I think those are probably the big three priorities right at the forefront.
You said that this job really wasn't something that was on your radar as you were making your plans to leave the state legislature. So what about it attracts you?
Oh well, what's great is that I think it really checks all the boxes off when I originally said that I wasn't going to be running for state rep back in February. It keeps me focused on things I'm interested in, economic development, planning, which is stuff that I've been focused on for the last 8 years as state rep. I was on the economic development committee for 6 of my 8 years. I was on the cannabis committee for 4 of the 8 years. So a lot of those topics I'm pretty well versed in. It's exciting because so many of the people, be it, Western Mass Economic Development Council with Rick Sullivan, Christina Royal of HCC, Tech Foundry, all these great partnerships are people and organizations that I already know. So that's going to be exciting. I think that it makes the transition a lot easier. And it's home. It's home base. I definitely wanted to be focused on Western Mass. I hope to focus on Holyoke, obviously, but to have this really be focused on Holyoke is a home run. And, I can almost walk to work. So that's a nice bonus, too.
How much you mentioned that you know all the players involved. I mean, how much of an asset is that with your connections after a decade up at the statehouse?
Well, I think that's key. I think especially when it comes to transitions, right? I mean, I think as someone like Marcos, who has so much respect and has done so much great stuff over the 9 years, I'm sure people's first reaction is, oh no, Marcos is leaving. What's going to happen? And this is no reflection on Alex, the mayor, in any way. I mean, Marcos has done a great job. He's got two young kids. He wants to take a little bit of a breather. I don't blame him. So I think that making that transition a little bit easier for everybody, since I know a lot of the players, I understand a lot of the rules and regulations. I think that's going to be very helpful. But also, I mean, you know, there's a great team already there in that office with decades of experience with Jeff and John and the whole team over there and Sharon. So, and I know them as well. So I think there's already some mutual respect between all of us, and we'll find a good working relationship. So I think it is important, you know, in these sort of positions, especially when there's so much transition going on, to make sure there's some continuity.
You mentioned obviously you're taking over in the middle of a pandemic when we're seeing cases rise. There's some tighter restrictions are being put in place affecting some public facing businesses, certainly having to close earlier. We don't know what the future is going to hold. Nobody wants obviously to go back to a lockdown or further shutdowns, but we just don't know what's going to happen. I mean, is that, do you look at this and say, gosh, is this an opportunity or what am I getting myself into?
Well, I think any, public sector job, you have that kind of reaction sometimes anyways, you know, because there's going to be a lot of issues that come forward that I'm not even aware of right now. I think the thing is, when I look at the pandemic and how we get out of it here in Western Mass and here in Holyoke, I think you look at the history of how we get out of recessions is construction, right? So I think, you know, if we focus on the housing construction, I think that's going to be critical. If we focus on the cannabis industry and the rehabs and the construction they're going to do, that's going to put a lot of people back to work, not just in Holyoke, but regionally. But you're right. I mean, you know, I want to see us go back and focus back on our entertainment sector, right? I mean, just before the pandemic happened, where you had, you know, Ray Street and that area was really becoming a destination of concerts and restaurants. You know, we've got these project-based liquor licenses that are only $10,000. So I'd love to, you know, rekindle the conversation on restaurants and entertainment. But you're right. We can't even gather. So that's not going to be that's not going to happen on day one. That's probably not going to happen for a little while. But I definitely want to make sure that the ground is set, if you will, you know, for when entertainment and restaurants start to come back, that, you know, Holyoke continues to be a place where that people want to invest in that. It was happening, you know, pre-COVID, and we just hopefully got to get back to that energy, hopefully soon, but once we can. But, yeah, I think that's going to sort of be, you know, second, third phase, if you will, to focus on restaurants and whatnot. There has been a couple new restaurants that have opened up recently in Holyoke during this pandemic, so I want to make sure that they're supported. But, again, I think that's going to be a little bit down the road. I think the construction projects, the housing projects, and the cannabis industry to increase that tax base for Holyoke is going to be critical.